Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Carrier, I just want to say, my man, may God bless you. I don't even believe in God, but may he bless you.
Yes.
Now, you're probably dead as fuck now, because judging from these photos, it's black and white, so that tells me he's really dead.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely dead.
Yeah, he's dead. 1902 invention. I didn't realize it was around that long. So, this episode is dedicated to, wow, he was 25 years old, too. Damn.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what I was doing at 25, Cody?
Drinking.
Getting fucked up with you.
Yep.
Fucked up.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I wasn't doing anything with my life.
Nope, not for progressing the world at all.
No. I bet it was very easy to progress the world back then. You just came up with shit.
Because no one should be. Yeah, you didn't come with anything. That dude's a genius.
Yeah, they didn't have shit. Could you imagine if black people didn't exist? You just get some like color and just paint them and shit like that and be like, I developed new people. You know?
Yep.
Teeth. You can find ways to invent that shit. You just be like, I'm gonna find a way to create some teeth now, whatever. Take some corn and glue that shit to your mouth. I bet if I lived in that time, I'd come up with all kind of shit. Now, granted, it wouldn't be worth a damn because I'd probably be in chains or something like that. But
I'm about to say, you know what you could do? If you had a time machine built right now, you could go back in time, but go on whiteface.
Go on white. Oh,
yeah, you could do that.
So when I come back to the present day, all this shit from the past, you see this random looking Negro with like white face on him and shit, and he's just like looking weird. He's like, wait a minute, man, I know that I know that goatee anywhere. That's my that'd be like some eternal shit when what's his name? Was in movies, Bollywood movies or whatever, didn't age not one bit. Yeah, that'd be me or whatever, except I'd be like changing shades or whatever. I'd like turn myself Puerto Rican, be like I was the first Puerto Rican native or something like that. Samoan, I put a little red dye on me or whatever.
It'll be very suspicious because there'll be like multiple creators of shit, all different races, but they all look exactly the same. Slightly different shape. Like,
I'd go straight Pacific Islander talking about I was hanging out with Maui.
Yeah.
Stories and shit like that, you know. Watch, one day in my life, I'm going to find out that Maui was just a made-up Disney character, and I'm just going to be like, I'll be goddamn, they lied to me. Shit.
How about sons of bitches?
I thought that was real.
Can't believe it.
I thought your welcome was real. That goddamn rock, he tricked me. But Willis Carrier, that's a hell of a fucking name. What was he carrying?
That is a name. carrying our quality of life on his back. That's what he's carrying.
Yeah.
You see.
Because I can tell you this right now, people, what this man invented was the air conditioning unit. And I'm going to tell you this right now. This episode is dedicated to this man because it is fucking hot in California.
What's the weather? What's going to be the high today in your area?
I'm at 102 right now.
It's going to be 107 today.
Yeah, you 107. Okay. Now, I don't know if you've been watching it. It's been shooting up like every 20 minutes by a degree or two. It was, I was having breakfast.
I got to pay attention. Hold on.
Yeah, you got to pay attention. It's gotten worse. I was having breakfast at like, what time was it? Maybe 10 a.m. or something like that. I just had my phone right there, and I saw that shit it was at 93, and that shit went up to 96 by the time it was 11 o'clock. I was wait a minute, hold on.
You know it's bad when the lowest temp of the day is 83 degrees. That's gonna be the lowest out here.
That shit. Oh my god, that shit say 109 is gonna be the highest today. Oh.
Oh shit.
My phone say 107 right now.
Damn. I think it was 112 out here yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Cody, that shit is bright red on this little that shit it's like Air Jordan red. That's how red it is. That shit say 90. It's going to be 90 the whole fucking week, by the way, people.
It's looking like that that doomsday clock from Watchmen.
Oh,
our hands getting closer and closer.
Man, where the fuck is Dr. Manhattan when you need him? Although that was a cold motherfucker. I don't know. He might zap your ass. I'd be like, you complaining, huh?
I was about to say.
I'll take care of the heat for you.
You better not see that goddamn letter at Warshak.
He's like the worst goddamn genie ever or whatever and shit. You got to be specific with what you want. Like, you got to tell him, like, all the details of how I want it done. You can't say, damn, Dr. Manhattan, it's hot. Anything you can do about this? That motherfucker would blow up the sun or some shit like that. Uh-huh. Like, I didn't mean to do that, dog. Like,
I keep forgetting how much Dr. Manhattan did not give a fuck.
Yeah, he's a dick.
He is full of shit. He's a piece of shit. Manhattan, he's the biggest villain in the DC universe right there. It's Dr. Manhattan. Ain't the Joker. It ain't Lex Luthor. It's Dr. Manhattan.
He's the leader of the League of Extraordinary Assholes, you know? Rorschach was the true hero. The only thing missing about Rorschach is, like, they didn't chop his balls off first or whatever before they killed his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That motherfucker was great, by the way. That was probably the best goddamn thing of that movie was Rorschach.
He was amazing. It was Jackie Earle Haley.
Jackie Earle Haley, yeah.
He played a hell of the role. He was perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I actually see that character fitting somewhere in that Dark Knight universe.
I can see that.
And then just not even that character of Rorschach. I mean, just Mr. Hurley himself or there. Mm-hmm. I feel like you could have slide him. Man, he'd probably make a great ass. Nah, we already had a great Two-Face. Thinking that already. But yeah.
He'd be a good Mad Hatter.
I'm about to say he'd be a good Mad Hatter. Probably a good Scarecrow, too.
Scarecrow. Maybe Ventriloquist. Maybe.
Ooh, Ventriloquist.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because he looked fucked up. I wouldn't want to run.
Yeah, he looks very fucked up. Yeah. So I can see maybe Man Bat.
Yeah. Hugo Strange and shit. Yeah, because he's definitely strange. That's for damn sure.
mm-hmm.
Just make up a character. Just get that motherfucker fangs or some shit like that. Whatever. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he make a fucked up, gritty Jason Todd in the future. How about that?
Future Jason Todd.
Future Jason Todd or whatever shit. Yeah, what's that? He'd probably make a fucked up Joker too, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I think he would make an excellent Scarecrow, though. He wouldn't need much makeup.
No.
Because he would look just like Scarecrow from Arkham Knight, where he had, like, the mask, like, she's with his face, and he had, like, missing teeth and lips and shit. He would pull that off well.
And we talking about from Watchmen, that was like 2009.
Oh, 2009, yeah.
So he probably looked like worse now.
I was gonna say, he probably looked like death itself.
Fucker looked like them spy versus spy characters from Mad TV and shit right now.
You know who I always thought he looked like? He looked like Steve Nash.
Oh,
Haley. They look just alike.
Yeah, so if Steve Nash tried to praise himself up, but he's like, I know what you'd look like underneath the sheets, you know? Actually, you're probably right. That's probably why KD don't like him no more. Probably saw Watchmen.
Yeah, probably.
Fucked him up.
Yeah.
Nah. Nah, I can't trust this motherfucker, but he's like, that Manhattan, I fucks with him.
He would like Dr. Manhattan.
He'd be like, I don't see what the problem was. Kyrie watching Watchmen. This motherfucker.
I do not want to be in the same room with him watching Watchmen or reading the comic book with him. Yeah, all kind of theories.
Yeah,
Kyrie, Jesus Christ. He would actually try to make a squid to unify the continents.
He would probably give a fucking press conference.
Promote
next
world
day.
Peace. Yeah. He would try to do that shit.
He'd talk a press conference next fucking day talking about the shit, going like, I saw a movie recently, whatever, and he's some nerd. Hey, that sounds like Watchmen. people, by the way, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop at 109 degrees here. Luckily, we have AC, though. I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And I can only imagine if it's this fucking hot here, what it's like in, like, Palm Springs, Nevada, Arizona.
I ain't want to know what it's like in Palm Springs.
It's been triple digits.
I don't even want to look. I'm curious. Let me look that up.
It's been triple digits in Palm Springs for the whole summer.
I'm sure it stayed in fucking triple digits. I'm just curious.
And you know, people like going there, too.
I mean, get it.
I like going there when it's chill.
Uh-huh.
Not when it's fucking triple digits. No.
Well, Palm Springs is pretty similar out here. It's 109 today.
Hmm.
Yep, 110, that's, 112, 106.
That's probably the coolest it's been all summer.
Probably, yeah.
I always figured global warming was going to kill, like, my sister's generation, not us.
No, I figured it was going to kill everybody.
Oh, I thought I'd have been dead before, like, it, like...
Well, I get, man, it makes sense, yeah, because I thought she would have been dead by now, too, but...
Yeah. Still here.
Yeah.
I know.
So, yeah.
I'm trying to figure this out now. Like, I was laughing and plotting, and I was like, belly laughs, too, but like...
Hey, you thought you were going to miss that global warming heat wave. Nah, you here for the ride, brother. Nah, you gonna go along with all of us.
I was laughing at all y'all misery and shit, and all y'all complaining and shit. You know, I touched my car door. That motherfucker burned my hand. I said, And then, I forgot to put the visor up, on Friday night.
Oh,
that Saturday came up. That motherfucker was sizzling. You put an egg in my car, that shit cooked sunny side.
Oh, yeah, you could eggs on the sidewalk. Yeah.
Man, that shit was so fucking hot, it fogged my sunglasses up, Cody.
Yeah, it's like that. What is bad, man?
No lie, people. I got in the fucking car. I stuck my sunglasses on. Them motherfuckers just fogged. I was just like, I can't see shit. And then it started burning the side of my fucking frames.
Ain't that the worst? You know, the little sunglass compartment you have in your car on the roof right there. You little press the little thing, the little latch falls down. You grab your sunglasses. You're able to burn your fucking hand off because it's so damn hot. You gotta wait for the shit to cool off.
When I pushed it, the liquid just came out and melted on my fell right on my dick and gave me a metallic dick. I don't think I've ever felt this heat in California. I gotta tell you, Carl. This might be the hottest I've ever seen it in LA County, Orange County.
You know why I think that is? It's because we're so used to, California not being as hot as it used to be, like, during, like, the non-summer months.
Yeah.
Especially, it's like, oh, it's cold as fuck out here. Man, it's unusually cold. It's usually warm around here. And that's why when the heat comes in the summer, like, oh, fuck, this is ridiculous.
It's not normal.
No, it's not.
Who the fuck wants to hang out in this? Because they always say, like, summer fun, sometime outside. Like,
No, fuck that. 112 degrees?
Kiss my ass with that. This bitch told me I'm gonna take my dog for a hike. I was just like, fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah, just like, why are you being so mean? And are you offended, JB? I was like, yeah, you goddamn right I'm offended. I'm offended by your stupidity. Shit. You fucking dumb ass motherfucker or whatever. I'm gonna take my dog for a hike. So you gonna put that poor dog in? Fuck you. I hate her. I didn't want to talk to her no more. She pissed me off.
Yeah,
I've been to other countries. I've been to other states that's been this hot. I just never experienced it here myself to the point that I've had this AC on. I ain't left this motherfucker all goddamn day, and I don't plan on leaving this motherfucker all goddamn day. The
electricity bill's shooting up, but damn, what can you do?
Fuck it. That bill is about to be higher than a motherfucker, but we about to embrace it, because when I stepped outside yesterday to wash some clothes, that heat just hit me right in the face. It dried my tears up.
I keep thinking back to that damn scene. Remember Chronicles of Riddick when I do on that fucking heat pad? Then he slowly walks out. I'm gonna feel this effect. I'm trying to make that shit all sad. Yeah,
like, that shit wasn't sad. That was funny.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, Vin Diesel just looks staring at him like, damn.
That wasn't me.
It feel like I do.
Oh, my God.
I think everybody feel like we do right now. Anyway, people.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, it is really fucking hot. But God bless this man. Let me look his name up one more motherfucking time for creating this AC. I don't know what we would do without this, to be honest.
I really don't. I really don't.
Thank you, Mr. Willis Carrier. You know who he looked like?
Who he looked like?
He looked like that motherfucker that was on Titanic. Let me show you this photo. I can't remember the dude's name now, whatever. But I think he was not the owner of the ship. Maybe like the owner of the ship, whatever. Let me look up the Titanic cast. I can't remember his name, but I remember that motherfucker was like, they were not Billy Zane, people. I know people are like, Billy Zane, yeah.
Right.
No, not Billy Zane. I'm trying to remember this motherfucker. Damn, there's some scary looking motherfuckers in here. Jesus Christ. God damn. I wish I was. Oh my God. Look at fucking Count Dracula and shit right here. Look at this motherfucker right here. Who is Count Dracula right here? Who is he playing?
Oh my God. You know who he looks like?
Ooh.
He looks like Grand Moff Tarkin from fucking Star Wars.
Damn,
that's what the fuck he looks like.
Damn, that's a damn shame. Motherfucker, scary looking. All these, I know that movie's old, but fuck, I didn't realize the whole cast and crew
Willis
was old.
Carrier, man, that motherfucker got a beak on him.
Damn, David Warner. Look. Hold on, I just gotta show you. Just look at most of this cast, man. They look like they really were on Titanic and shit.
Yeah, they do. Oh my god, yeah.
They some scary looking individuals. Well,
the time she was grabbing motherfuckers.
Is that Betty White? What was that? May she rest.
Looks like Betty.
Gloria Stewart. God damn. Shit. Ooh, Bill Paxton. He looks like shit now. Oh. God damn. Kathy Bates, the only one that looked the same still. I guess besides the main crew, when you like the Kate Winslet and all them and shit like that. Leo, they got him at the right age. He was like, I don't want to look like the rest of these motherfuckers. They look like they really did die at sea. Damn, she look like she looking into your soul and shit with this fucking photo, Cody. Look at this chick.
Hey, great casting.
Shit. She see all up into you, dude. Look at her. Dude, come on, look at her eyes. Her
soul. Oh, God, no. Frightening.
Like, your hypnotization with this right now, Cody. I'm sure she's a nice, young, beautiful lady. Well, young, damn, she is my age. Oh, all right then. Let me shut the fuck up then. Apparently, I'm supposed to be on this boat then. All right. Damn, I guess I'm supposed to be hanging out with these motherfuckers.
Good Lord.
Oh man. Oh, that Kate Winslet though. So, what you up to these days? Let me see. Oh, anyway, yeah, people, we were talking alcohol. Yeah, she's still, you know, she's still looking at her best and shit. I don't know what she's doing these days, but she need to call her brother, you know. I was downstairs in that basement of the Titanic. Or whatever. Actually, they didn't let no black people on that boat. You know, we built.
Damn, you survived.
Yeah. And we built that boat. It's a shame, too. And we tried to warn them, too, that it was going to sink. We was like, Master, you might want to put a little in that.
Don't you run into that iceberg. Kelly, it's going to be like 2-3 days to the trip. You're gonna come across this big ass. Make sure you just kind of just circle around the motherfucker.
Yeah, you know they were arrogant as fuck. You know them, the rich white dudes, whatever back then. Right.
It's gonna be melted by then. Ain't gotta worry about that.
Got time for that shit? You shut up. We ain't taking you.
You know what? Fuck iceberg. That's what we said. That's our motto here on the Titanic. Fuck iceberg.
Matter of fact,
what's iceberg gonna do to us?
Paint that on the back of the boat before we take off, Negro. Yeah. And we was just like,
shut your black ass up. Get back to the goddamn basement.
Yeah, because you ain't getting advice. Because we ain't taking your ass anyway. Yeah. So you, motherfucker, took his hat off.
Me and my
took his hat off, and he was like, "Oh, boss, I swear you might want to put a little extra." Shut up. Nobody asked for you, or whatever and shit. I ain't taking you anyway. You heavy Negro bones and shit. You would drown us or whatever and shit. You just heavy. We can't take you anyway. This ship is unsinkable, God damn it. It's unsinkable. God himself couldn't sink this. And we was just like, well, I was right now, boss. You have a good safe travel now. Whatever.
Right off the fucking boat before it departs. All right, y'all have a good time now.
we was Looney Tunes. We was waving at them. Y'all come back now, yeah? Y'all wave at you, whatever. And they was waving at us, going like, glad we didn't take them Negroes, but they'd have slowed us down, whatever and shit. We just waving back, be like, I don't think Master coming back now. You know, that was the story of the first free slaves. It's a Titanic.
Yeah, that's what that.
And you know what the Titanic was? That was Bumblebee in disguise, Cody. He helped free the slaves.
Oh my God. The Where's Titanic that? Was a rogue Decepticon. It's like, yes.
Where is that Titanic alternate movie right there?
Yeah, I want to see that one. Oh, shit.
And I love it too because they got in God's face this time. You know, we don't believe in God, but even they go, God ain't shit to me. We ain't sinking this boat. He can't even sink this himself. Mm-hmm. That iceberg hit that ship, baby. Mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers started hollering like roaches and shit. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. I was laughing my ass off, to be honest.
I'm telling you, man, I know it's supposed to be a sad movie. I know the events really happened. It's just the way it was presented in the movie.
Oh, they were assholes.
Not laugh at some motherfucker just playing violins.
Oh, yeah.
While the shit is tipping over. And this motherfucker's dedicated, still playing that shit.
That's Hollywood for you. They trying to make it all sad and somber and shit. Meanwhile, I'm just looking at me like, yeah, hey, y'all dead, motherfucker, here. Y'all dead, motherfucker. But I'd have Billy Zane that shit. I'd have found my way on a boat.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, he had the right idea. Yeah.
Yeah, he picked up that little orphan kid or whatever, and he was like, I have a child, god damn it. That'd have been Cody with a fake child. He'd have been, I got one, I swear.
He's like, I am Billy Zane, god damn it. Do you see this hair on my head?
Motherfucker was rubbing that child like, I got one, get out of here. He threw that kid off the boat too when they got to the main shore.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, the fuck up off me now.
Too much weight. Bye.
But he was dedicated though. He's looking for that rose. He went down that shit. He's like, where's she at?
Hey, man, Billy Zane was great in that movie.
Yeah, women should inspire to have men like him. I never seen a man fight so hard for his woman before in my life.
Shit.
Yeah. Anyway, people like, hey, when he's reinvention of movies here. Yeah. So anyway, people, that's why we can't make movies. They'd be fucked up. Maybe, I don't think.
No. We can't do that. No.
I don't think people would be like.
I don't think we get those box office receipts.
No. I think people would be like, I waited 2.5 hours to see this. Damn, shit. There would be no payoff whatsoever. Payoff is just death. Mm-hmm. So, and the bad guys get away, as always. But anyway, people.
Always.
It is a very special, important month here in The Last Drive.
Very.
And a very exciting one, too. I almost kind of forgot it was already. It was, do you remember?
Already here, yeah.
September days, December. I'm just making up lyrics and shit now.
I'm about to say. I was like, I don't think the song goes out.
It does here in The Last Drive, Cody. Copyright issues, you know. That's why. Yeah. Copyright issues. You know, you got to switch some things around here. But it is gin and rum month here, people, on The Last Drop.
That's right.
How this is going to work is this week I'm going to be knocking out some gin. Cody's going to knock out some rum. And then on Mix and Match, we're going to flip-flop it.
That's right.
And then I'll be doing rum and Cody will be doing gin. So I've been sitting on this bottle of gin for... before I think we even announced who was doing it, and the bottle of rum I have, I've got like a month ago or so or whatever. But this gin is I don't know if you knew this was a thing or not, Cody. Craft gin apparently is a
craft gin. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's on a boom right now, and it's exploding right now, especially in a lot of different countries as well too.
Interesting.
So.
Okay.
I was reading about this on Wednesday, I believe, about how the craft gin industry right now is blowing up. We would never know because we live in Riverside, L.A. County area. And well, maybe it's in bars. I don't really go out that much these days, per se, or whatever. What is the cocktail of choice? I guess gin and tonic, realistically. But I'm sure there's all kind of other drinks with gin juices in them because – when I go out to eat and see the cocktail, I mean, I always see gin mixed in everything else as well, too. I just don't remember the names of them, but they're all really good. So for me, though, I got this beautiful box right here, which I'll be drinking on some from the Kyoto distillery. I got a Japanese gin called Kinobi Kyoto Dry Gin. Beautiful box.
Okay. Simplistic. Box looks very nice.
Box is very beautiful. That is gorgeous right there.
Your presentation so far.
Yes. I got this at K&L Winery for I think like $69, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, about $69. Okay. Bottle is even more better beautiful. It actually reminds me of the limited edition Yamazaki bottles. Got that gold cap on there. Right. That's actually a beautiful looking bottle. More up there.
Very nice bottle.
Inspired by tradition, it says on there. 45.7% alcohol level, Cody.
45%, all right.
It's pretty high for gin, is it?
That's pretty high for a gin. Yeah, I never seen a gin that high.
I don't really look at too many gin bottles or whatever. I just assumed they would be in like the kind of close to wine or port wine.
Right.
Like the high 20s, maybe low 20s, somewhere around there.
Okay. And Kenobi Kyoto Drying. Okay.
Yeah, so just to read the back on the back here, Kino-B is the first of its kind, a Japanese gin created, blended, and bottled at our dedicated artisanal distillery in Kyoto using many local ingredients and inspired by the history and culture of this ancient city. The meaning of it is the beauty of the seasons. I can say this right now, in California, there's no beauty of the season. It's hot as fuck, so.
Yeah, it's just hot as balls, yeah.
It's hotter than the devil's dick out here right now, so. Mm-hmm. Kino-B is unusually made from a rice spirit, complemented by the addition of regional botanicals such as yellow yuzu. If anybody want to know what yellow yuzu, it's kind of like a, honestly, it looks like a lemon. You can find them in eastern parts of Asia. I've had one before. It's actually pretty fucking delicious. I think they you can find them in like Australia and New Zealand as well too now. Hinoki, Sancho pepper, and Gyokoro tea from Uji, blended with the famed waters of Fushimi. Oh, god damn. Get out of here, Fuji water. Shit. The name and label design has been created in collaboration with Kira Kurochi, part of the Kurochi Karakami Atelier founded in Kyoto in 1624. The Kyoto Distillery was awarded the IWSC Trophy at International Gin Producer of the Year 2018. I didn't even realize they had a whole International Gin Award ceremony.
Me neither.
Well, that goes to show you how big gin is, and because most of the spirit competitions we see are here in California or anywhere else. Mm-hmm. They say spirit. They don't say whiskey, beer, tequila, or anything like that. They just say spirit. Mm-hmm. San Francisco Spirit Awards. So what a huge honor there. 2018, that was a good year. It's before the world went to shit, so that was a good year.
True.
Go ahead and pop this bad boy open. Like all Japanese spirits, it's got that cap with no cork or whatever, but I like that copper cousin cap. Woo! Damn! That shit.
Aroma crazy?
That shit basically said, bitch, open me. Shit, what the hell you doing to all this talking?
Unleash.
God. Oh, shit.
For your reaction right now, this looks like it has the makings to be one of the best aromas of the year. Just a hunch.
I feel like this is like some Walking Dead, Last of Us shit. Like, you find this in the forest somewhere and you make some medicine out of it and shit like that. Like damn, I need some of that Kino-B. I gotta heal you up, patch you up and shit. Mm-hmm. That's... God...
Shit smell like a potion.
Smell like the fucking Wicked Witch got a cauldron and she just poured this shit into it or whatever, something like that. Damn. If this bitch is the witch, then where is the queen at? Shit. It is... Damn, you smell those yuzus on here? It is citrusy as fuck right now. Oh, my God. All right, you know what? I got my Wonder of Whiskey glass here. That is like purified. Damn, that's cleaner than mezcal. Shit, that was like water. I don't know if you can see because I got that tint on this glass, or whatever. But that shit is.
Wow, that looks clear as fuck. Goddamn. Yeah. Well, it's gin, so yeah. Damn, that's clear. Crystal clear. I don't look like it's. I don't like it's fucking filtrated. It's so goddamn clear.
I mean, dude, if you look,
I can tell that through your camera.
Yeah,
how clear it is. You know, I'm saying a lot.
And I have a smoke-colored glass I'm using it into, and you can still see how clear it is.
Yeah,
crystal. If you look inside the glass, you can see straight through the motherfucker, and you don't see, like, a fizz, a bubble.
I'm very excited for you, my friend, to dive into that pour right there, because everything sounds quality so far. Just the look, the notes they provided, the presentation so far, the aroma. Everything seems grade A so far.
Oh my god. The scent, last drop, without a doubt. That scent is like beyond, and it's not like so citrusy that it's like potent to where it makes you not like it. I mean, you get those yuzu fragrances right off the bat. And now, like, the deeper you get into it, you get more of those Gyokoro kuru tea notes in there. it's got like this sharp spice to it too, as well. Mm-hmm. Like it like shoots right up the fucking nose. Oh man, I assume, because didn't this bottle said it had like a pepper?
Website right now. Yeah,
Sancho pepper. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's what that is, and whatever. Because I was like, that spice right there. Wow, this is. I had a coworker tell me he has a bottle of this too. He opened his. He didn't drink it straight. He was making cocktails with it. He was like, it came out pretty fucking good or whatever. I was like, well, I plan on drinking it straight first. I mean, I don't really have any gin cocktail ideas, but Wow, that tastes really fucking clean. Wow, how the fuck did they get 45% alcohol in that? That is clean as hell. Ooh, and it's got a little burning too into your stomach. Not in the throat, right in the stomach. It hits right
there. Interesting. Okay.
Ooh. Okay, so what I'm getting off this is a really good sipper. Great sipping type of gin here. You could sip on this all day. It's got like a mild little spice on the tongue. Nothing too potent. Very subtle. The finish, it's warm. It's a little hot on the throat or whatever. But I'm not getting any flavor notes or anything like that. And then it just like literally just piles in the stomach and you just feel like the burning sensation there. Not like one of those bad burns, like, oh my God, it's making me feel like it was like, ooh, kind of like that that whiskey I had last week or whatever. When you hold on. Cody said it, but it literally tastes like somebody made a potion out of this. You taste some botanical.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, it sounds like a potion.
I taste a little bit of ginger. A ginger starting to kick in. I was trying to figure out what the hell that was on my palate, on my tongue there. It's right on the tip, too. Then it started spreading a little bit more. This makes me, I know, drop body is excessive heat warning. I know. It tastes very Japanese style made. I can tell you that right now. Like, if I didn't know this was Japanese gin, I'd be like, I could see this being made in Japan. Very subtle. Getting some more ginger notes. There's that Sancho's, what was it? Peppers. Those are kicking in a little bit too. Got a little sweetness too. I assume that's because of the green tea. You kind of get like a lemon peel. I'm assuming that's where the zestiness is coming from. It's got like that citrus. The citrusness is like right on the palate as well too. The finish is just more. Oh wait a minute! I'm tasting something now. Is it linked? Because it lingers for a while too. It's got like a little above medium length linger on the finish. This is really good. My only, and I could be completely wrong too about this too. I wish I could be able to taste more flavor notes to it. I think it's kind of what I read here on the bottle. I'm kind of tasting all those notes. And they all pop up. And I think even if I wouldn't have read that, I would have been able to taste the lemon citrus, the peppers. I probably wouldn't have known what kind of peppers it was, per se. Very pleasant, very easy. Very simplistic, too, at the same time as well. Really good. I could totally see myself sipping this as an everyday sipper as well, too. Man, this is really good. I bet this makes a fantastic fucking cocktail. The reason why I asked for more flavor.
Yeah. Sounds like it would be.
Reason why I asked for more flavor too is because on the finish, I want a little bit more than just the heat. I wish some of that pepper would like just run through the esophagus there. Man, this is really fucking good though. So you know what? Price range, presentation, all that is fantastic. $70. Presentation is the last drop. The nose is the last drop. Citrus flavor here. I'm going to go 3.5 on this, Cody.
All right. Sounds about right to me. 3.5. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sound like a winner.
It's got a nice little spiciness to it, whatever, but it's not a kick in your throat. Yeah, this is a winner here. Easily a nice little easy sip or two. But I also think that this would make some fantastic ass cocktails water.
Okay. All right. Very nice. All right. All right. So a rum and gin month. Starting out with a bang.
Starting with
so
a banger.
So good. So far, that's so good.
The Kino B.
Kino B.
Kino B.
Mm-hmm.
Help us, OB Kino B. Help us. That did not sound right at all. 45.7, huh? Damn.
Yeah, you didn't get none of that heat just in the stomach, huh?
No, it doesn't. It does not taste like alcohol at all, by the way.
That's crazy, man.
It does not fucking taste like alcohol.
That's dangerous, then.
Yeah, it really is. This is a dangerous ass bottle. And I think you can kind of, I think the heat kind of warns you, like, hey, mm-hmm. don't fuck with me now. Like, don't take me lightly, bitch. I'm your daddy today, all right? So, because I can feel it the more it lingers in my
now. Which brings an interesting point. You really hear, I guess, minus a gin and tonic, you don't really hear a lot of people getting drunk off of gin.
No.
I didn't really hear that.
That'd be a great find, a gin bar in California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd be curious to do a gin flight one day.
Mm-hmm.
We've only done one gin on this show, and the that's right, 3 years was, gone.
And that yeah, was like, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. That was probably the first year we started too. Actually,
that was
and it was phenomenal.
It was
pretty fucking good. And I'm not mistaken. I think that bottle was only $50. So
mm-hmm.
we've had relatively. I don't know if they consider it cheap gin or whatever, but that's cheap gin, really.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck does high-end gin taste like then?
I was about to say, yeah.
And I consider this cheap gin. Anything $100 to me is cheap, so.
For spirits, yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, it's a fucking winner now.
Especially a good high-quality spirit. Anything under 100, yeah, I would say.
Yeah, well I swear to God, yeah. I feel like everything I buy is always over $100-something.
Yeah, most of the shit, yeah. Same here.
Yeah,
as far as spirits go, yeah.
It feels like it's always 150-plus or whatever, yeah. It is an expensive ass hobby, people. I gotta tell you.
Oh yeah, it's an expensive ass show.
Yeah.
We are dedicated. Man, this show ain't cheap. you gotta be in it to win it, man. But this show is not cheap at all.
We're gonna start doing Swiss malt liquor on this show.
Yes.
This is Code 45 from 1982.
Today, students, ladies and gentlemen, we are reviewing King Cobra.
Yeah. Mad Dog. What's that? Ooh, new release, 2024. Oh, what's that? Mad Dog. So, yeah, $70. You can't go wrong with that. That's a win. It might have been 60.
That's great.
59 or 69. It was around there. K&L had it. Got it from there. What's a winner?
Hey, all things considered, I for what you're telling me, presentation-wise, flavor, aroma, yeah, it sounds like a good price to me. So, I ain't mad at that.
Man, it's nice and subtle, too. All. I can't believe I just drank some alcohol. That didn't taste like it at all. Wow. That is a really good pour. I'm curious of mixing it with some flavor bitters and stuff like that, or whatever, as far as making mm-hmm. cocktails or whatever, to add a little zest. I would keep it like in the mm-hmm. zest range, though, like with lemons and oranges and stuff like that. Nothing too extreme with berries mm-hmm. or anything like that, or tropical fruit. So, yeah, I would just keep it like zestiness.
Right.
Yeah, 3.5, people. Oh, damn. Ooh, makes a nice little clink, too, or whatever, apparently. Yeah.
3.5.
Yeah, so.
There it is.
We'll be back next week, people, for Cody's Rum. I'm looking forward to that, Mr. Williams.
That's right. Got that rum. Got the rum on deck. Can't wait. Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. It's going to be a great week next week.
Too excited.
I'm very excited.
So, it's Labor Day, people. And mm-hmm. like all people on Labor Day, I don't want to do shit no more. So, we're going to wrap mm-hmm. this up.
Wrap this bad boy up.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. thank everybody for listening. I am Absolutely. Your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.